This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning.
It is severe weather, or the possibility of it. We could be in for some rough weather this evening. That's when it could ramp up.
Let's get the latest now from Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff. Danny, what can we expect?
Well, showers and storms popping along the dry line that's now well out in West Texas. It'll be arriving here across North Texas between 5 and 7 or so. And there'll be some isolated strong storms forming along this boundary. We'll see if they pop along 35W from Denton down through Fort Worth and down to Hillsboro, or a little bit farther east to the mid-cities for hail and wind. Tornado threats low, but never out of the question if any of these do become severe. I'm thinking Collin, Dallas, Rockwall, Kaufman, Hunt, Ellis County, all the way up to Grayson County has the greatest threat to see one or two severe storms, but it gets worse off to our east.
Governor Abbott spent the past 2 years pushing for school choice vouchers, and now it appears he has the votes to pass it out of the House. State lawmakers just finished a marathon meeting this morning debating the controversial school choice bill. KRLD's Chris Fox has more from Austin.
HB 3 would give parents nearly $11,000 to send their child to a private school, up to $30,000 for kids with disabilities. More than 330 started lining up early in the morning to tell state lawmakers what they think of it.
School choice recognizes that no single educational model works for every child.
The vast majority of our public school districts are facing record budget deficits.
This bill has an open-ended check for the taxpayer.
Governor Abbott isn't taking any chances, even produced a video.
We must pass school choice this session.
HB 3 has 76 co-authors. That's more than enough votes to pass in the full House. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
InfoWars reporter Jamie White has been identified as the man found murdered in Austin on Sunday night. Austin police responded to the call at the apartment complex in the southeast part of the city. They found a man suffering from obvious signs of trauma. He was pronounced dead 20 minutes later. InfoWars founder Alex Jones.
We sent some people over this morning when he didn't answer the phone, because he's always here early, loves to work, loves to fight tyranny, loves to promote freedom. And when they got to the apartment complex, there was yellow tape everywhere and blood all over the parking lot.
White's sister reportedly saying she believes he was shot by a person or persons trying to break into his car. Austin police are investigating.
An update now on an Arlington story we brought you in January, when a man was murdered 4 years after surviving a school shooting. Now police say they have arrested the accused killer.
I'm here outside Arlington police headquarters, where murder suspect Joshua Robinson was booked into the jail yesterday. Police have been looking for him since January 13th, when the victim, Zacchaeus Selby, was gunned down.
When officers arrived, they found the victim lying on the ground with an apparent gunshot wound.
Arlington Police Sergeant Alex Rosado says they don't have any evidence linking that killing to the 2021 shooting at Mansfield Timberview High School, where Selby was then a student. He was caught on video giving a vicious beating to another student who pulled a pistol and opened fire. Selby, who was just 15 at the time, recovered from those wounds, only to die violently here in Arlington 4 years later. Police believe he and Robinson were engaged in a firearm sale at the time of the killing. At Arlington Police Headquarters, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Families visiting Reunion Tower during the spring break this week can enjoy a lineup of hands-on activities. General admission to the Reunion Tower geodeck includes today's event, which is called Sam the Magic Man, with his blend of illusion and comedy for a fun, family-friendly performance 500 feet above Dallas.
756 billionaires that are living in 43 of the 50 U.S. states or Washington, D.C. So from sea to shining sea, we have 756 billionaires that live here. The states that have zero billionaire residents are Alaska, Delaware, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Dakota, Vermont, and West Virginia. That's interesting, isn't it? Texas, we have, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
73 billionaires.
I was way off.
Wow, that is a lot of billionaires. That number was surprising to me as well.
Local leaders from across the country, including Dallas, are in Washington for the National League of Cities Congressional City Conference. One major issue on the agenda is concerns over federal funding. Dallas Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Adam Basildua says cities rely on these funds for essential services, and any cuts could have serious consequences.
Some of these federal funds that are keeping people in their homes or keeping food on the table are things that are lifelines for us to effectively govern at a local level.
Basildua and other leaders are meeting with lawmakers this week, pushing for continued support of programs that impact housing, transportation, and public safety.
State investigators say they've arrested two people behind a massive credit card skimming operation targeting people right here in North Texas.
The Texas Financial Crimes Intelligence Center worked with police in Irving, Garland, Grand Prairie, and Euless on the investigation. They say two people were building card skimmers. Those devices read the information from a customer's debit or credit card, which the thieves can then use to make purchases. Police arrested 34-year-old Petrucha Chiuperca and 34-year-old Alexandru Constantin. They're both from Romania. They say a search of their home turned up a credit card skimmer factory with several devices, plus hundreds of altered credit cards. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning, all. Probably the most meaningless figures I will give you all day long, I'm about to give you. That is what the futures look like right now. If the Dow, NASDAQ, S&P open right now, what would they do? Well, it'd be pretty good. The Dow would be up 246 points. The NASDAQ snapping back with a gain of 197. The S&P looks 46 points higher. But then again, it's going to be a long day. Now, just in a few minutes, we're going to get the first round of inflation, the Consumer Price Index. This is something we're watching very closely. So do you have, I hate to utter the word, stagflation, a stagnant economy with inflation? Well, the economy seems to be slowing down. Now, if you have an uptick in inflation, Street's not going to like that. We'll find out in a few minutes. We'll come back to you with those numbers. Meanwhile, all eyes are on Washington, D.C. The House voted to pass a continuing resolution to avoid that partial shutdown of the government. Now the ball is in the Senate's court. The ball's really in the Senate's court, too, because a lot of those House members have split and gone back to their districts, so they're not going to have another vote. You're going to have probably eight Democrats cross over and vote in favor of this. If they don't, you can bet that the government shutdown, partial government shutdown, would be laid right at the feet of the Democrats if they don't. So, like I say, the ball's in their court. Also, we'll watch the effects of the tariffs. The Trump steel and aluminum tariffs are taking effect right now, 25%, not the 50% on Canada that had been bandied about. Economic news, in addition to CPI, mortgage applications are out today. And for the sixth consecutive week, we've seen interest rates drop, mortgage rates anyway, and mortgage applications were up 11.2%. Refinancings were up over 9%. Purchase index was up 7%. So that area is beginning to come back. But like I say, right now, we've got to keep an eye on the inflation numbers. In advance of that, 10-year rates up a little bit, 4.31%. Crude's up 89 cents, 66.82. Bitcoin is down another $184 today, and gold's down 20 cents. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And of course, those inflation numbers come out in about 4 minutes, and then we'll give David Johnson about 4 minutes to analyze that, to absorb it and digest it, and then he'll be back with us in about 8 minutes from right now with those inflation numbers.
And a family in Hunt County demanding answers after a deadly house fire in Quinlan. Three people died in this fire last Wednesday. Now relatives are questioning the response from firefighters. At a commissioner's court meeting, family members claim their loved ones burned inside while the volunteer fire department stood outside, calling conditions unsafe.
My son was 4 inches from that back door. And I was told that they were told they couldn't go in that door. And he burned.
Some firefighters told NBC5 they were prevented from searching for victims by the Quinlan Fire Department, which led the response. The Hunt County Fire Marshal has launched an investigation into how the fire was handled.
Texas lawmakers are looking to crack down on teacher misconduct, which is growing. One idea is to change the rules for those caught getting too cozy with their students.
Individuals convicted of an improper relationship between an educator and a student, as well as those convicted of child grooming, are required to register as sex offenders.
State Representative Ryan Gillen says under current law, only teachers who physically assault a student get their name on the list. This would expand to all groomers, and he's looking for ways to make it retroactive. The latest data shows that the number of complaints against Texas teachers has more than doubled in the past few years.
The new Fort Worth school superintendent has been officially hired following last night's school board vote. Karen Molinar was selected as the lone finalist nearly a month ago and had to wait out the mandatory three-week waiting period. Molinar seems to have a lot of support. Stephen Poole is the executive director of the United Educators Association.
I've been doing this job for 25 years now, and I can tell you for the first time in a very long time, I'm hopeful for the prospects of Fort Worth ISD.
Molinar, a longtime administrator in the Fort Worth district. For the last 5 months, she served as interim superintendent after the resignation of former superintendent Dr. Angelica Ramsey.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.